Democrats sue to block Trump healthcare mandate, escalating battle over Affordable Care Act. Democratic attorneys general from 22 states filed suit against a Trump administration rule designed to restructure the Affordable Care Act's health insurance exchanges, escalating a legal battle that now threatens to freeze enrollment stability for millions of Americans and inject fresh uncertainty into a sector already navigating the most volatile reimbursement environment in years. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and New Jersey's Attorney General are among the named plaintiffs challenging the regulation, which the coalition argues violates federal law. The lawsuit, reported by Modern Healthcare on July 31, 2026, marks the latest in a series of legal challenges by Democratic officials seeking to block the administration's ACA exchange overhaul. The breadth of the coalition, 22 states, signals that this is not a targeted political skirmish, but a coordinated institutional resistance campaign with staying power in the federal courts. The specific financial terms and implementation timeline of the contested rule were not disclosed in the available source material. What is clear, the plaintiffs argue the regulation transforms the exchange architecture in ways that exceed executive authority. When 22 state attorneys general align on a single legal theory, the probability of at least a preliminary injunction rises materially. That injunction risk alone is sufficient to cloud the enrollment outlook for ACA participating insurers heading into the 2027 open enrollment window. The healthcare sector absorbed two seismic regulatory signals on the same day. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services simultaneously finalized a 2.3% inpatient hospital reimbursement increase for 2027 and revived a joint replacement payment model, per a separate Modern Healthcare report published hours before the ACA lawsuit announcement. Investors holding positions across both the managed care and hospital subsectors face a split-screen policy environment. Inpatient operators received a defined, quantified rate lift, while exchange-dependent insurers face a legal cloud of indeterminate duration. 22 states, one legal theory. The coalition's leverage and its limits the scale of this lawsuit matters structurally. Multi-state coalitions carry advantages in federal court that individual state challenges do not. They present unified standing across diverse markets. They generate press and political pressure that accelerates judicial timelines, and they signal to lower courts that the legal question is contested across a broad swath of the country. California and New Jersey are not incidental plaintiffs. California operates one of the largest ACA exchange markets in the country, Covered California, with millions of enrollees. New Jersey's exchange market has grown substantially since the ACA's reinstatement of individual mandate penalties at the state level. The attorneys general of these states have direct financial and political stakes in exchange stability. That makes their legal standing harder to dismiss on procedural grounds. The core argument that the rule violates federal law frames this as a statutory challenge rather than a constitutional one. Statutory challenges post Loper Bright, the 2024 Supreme Court decision that ended Chevron deference, are more potent than they were a decade ago. Federal courts now apply independent judgment to whether agency rules conform to statutory text, rather than deferring to agency interpretation. Our view, this coalition chose its legal theory deliberately, and the post-Chevron landscape makes their path to a preliminary injunction wider than it would have been in 2020. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rate signals and the 2027 hospital reimbursement equation, the 2.3% Medicare inpatient reimbursement increase finalized by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for 2027, is a net positive for acute care operators, but context matters. Hospital systems entering 2026 faced a combination of labor cost inflation, supply chain normalization pressures, and lingering Medicaid disenrollment effects from the post-pandemic eligibility redetermination cycle. a 2.3% rate bump, offsets a portion of those cost pressures without eliminating them. The revival of the joint replacement bundled payment model adds a second variable. Bundled payment programs shift financial risk toward providers who manage the full episode of care, rewarding those with efficient care pathways and penalizing those without. For large integrated health systems with established orthopedic lines, the model's return creates an opportunity to capture margin above the standard diagnosis-related group rate. For smaller community hospitals with fragmented post-acute networks, it introduces downside risk. The implication for hospital sector private equity: the 2.3% rate increase provides a defensible revenue baseline for 2027 underwriting assumptions, but the joint replacement model reintroduces episode-level variance that requires more granular due diligence on individual facility performance. ACA legal uncertainty. The managed care exposure map exchange participating insurers, including publicly traded managed care organizations with ACA marketplace books of business, face the most direct exposure to the lawsuit's outcome. A preliminary injunction blocking the rule would preserve current exchange rules, which is operationally cleaner for insurers who have built 2027 plan design around existing parameters. A rule that survives legal challenge and takes effect mid-cycle would force plan design revisions, premium filings, and network renegotiations under compressed timelines. The historical precedent is instructive. In 2017, court battles over cost-sharing reduction payments created enrollment uncertainty that ultimately drove premium volatility and insurer exits in several markets. The current lawsuit targets exchange architecture at a more fundamental level. If the rule alters how plans are offered, priced, or marketed on federal and state exchanges, the downstream effects on medical loss ratios and membership projections are non-trivial. Key risk: exchange enrollment disruption triggered by legal uncertainty historically precedes adverse selection cycles, where healthier members disengage and sicker members persist, pressuring insurer medical loss ratios above underwritten targets. OSF Healthcare's separate $552,000 HHS settlement over HIPAA violations, also reported July 31, 2026, reinforces a parallel theme. Regulatory enforcement activity across health system operators is running at an elevated pace, adding compliance cost and headline risk to hospital sector investments. AbbVie's Skyrizi momentum and the immunology divergence from policy risk. Not all healthcare subsectors carry equal policy exposure. AbbVie's immunology franchise, anchored by Skyrizi, demonstrated insulation from ACA exchange volatility on the same day the lawsuit broke. AbbVie raised its full-year sales guidance for Skyrizi despite analyst concerns about competitive pressure from Johnson & Johnson's rival product Icotide, according to Endpoints News reporting from July 31, 2026. The specific revised guidance figure was not available in the accessible source material. What is clear is the directional signal. AbbVie's commercial execution on Skyrizi is running ahead of consensus estimates, prompting a guidance raise even as the competitive immunology landscape intensifies. This divergence is analytically meaningful for portfolio construction. Large-cap specialty pharma with durable branded franchises, high formulary penetration, and physician-driven prescribing dynamics operates largely outside the ACA exchange reimbursement ecosystem. These assets are less correlated to exchange enrollment volatility than managed care or hospital operators. The Placamium view the market is reading July 31, 2026 as three separate stories: an ACA lawsuit, a hospital rate finalization, and an immunology pharma update. Placamium reads it as one story with three data points confirming the same thesis. The Trump administration's ACA exchange rule is not a targeted adjustment. The 22 state coalition's characterization of it as a transformation of the exchange architecture suggests a rule with structural breadth. Rules with structural breadth generate structural litigation. Structural litigation generates enrollment uncertainty. Enrollment uncertainty in the individual market is the single variable most correlated with insurer underwriting deterioration in the ACA era. The second-order play. If a preliminary injunction lands before open enrollment for 2027, managed care organizations with large exchange books will face a cleaner operating environment than they would under a partially implemented rule. That counterintuitive outcome, legal blockage as operational relief, means near-term litigation success for the 22-state coalition could be a positive catalyst for exchange-exposed insurers, not a negative one. The market may be pricing this backwards. On the hospital side, the 2.3% rate increase and joint replacement model revival together create a 2027 underwriting window that private equity-backed hospital platforms should move on now, before post-litigation enrollment effects complicate the payer mix picture. The rate certainty is defined. The enrollment uncertainty is not yet priced into seller expectations. Specialty pharma, particularly immunology and oncology franchises with commercial momentum independent of exchange dynamics, remains the cleanest sector allocation in this environment. AbbVie's guidance raise on Skyrizi, mid-competitive cycle, is exactly the type of signal that warrants a closer look at branded immunology assets where physician adoption curves are still ascending. The bottom line, the ACA exchange lawsuit filed by 22 states on July 31, 2026, is not background noise. It is the leading edge of a legal campaign that will shape exchange enrollment, insurer underwriting, and hospital payer mix through at least the 2027 plan year. Institutional capital should map exposure now, before injunction timelines and court rulings force reactive repositioning. The hospital reimbursement rate is set at 2.3% for 2027. The exchange architecture is not. Price the difference accordingly.